Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Heider here. Please welcome Harry Hill and the Family Hill.
Thank you, and welcome to my fruit corner.
Welcome to my world. Leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world.
And this week we're all on steroids.
Here, Martin. Martin, you know, you know when you do the introduction there?
Yes, Harry.
You don't actually have to say, ladies and gentlemen, Martin Heider here.
Oh.
See, they don't know who Martin Heider is, and what's more, they don't care, Martin.
Oh, sorry, Harry, I was just in a bit of a good mood because I had another look at my birth certificate this week and I got my dates wrong. And in fact, I'm 10 years younger.
Well, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, Martin, but that means an automatic wages cut plus payback of all extra hay we've been giving you, thinking we're getting an older actor.
You can't do that.
Martin?
Yes?
Ow!
Here. Isn't it embarrassing when you cough up a hairball in company? And it's not your hair colour.
There's another verse, though. Zero, dear.
Yes, it's another helping of the Fruit Corner, with a little help from Father Tony.
Hello.
Mother Janet.
Hello.
Brother Alan.
Hello.
82-year-old mascot to the prune trade, Nana Hill. And the stinking imp imperial 3-year-old adopted son, Alan Hill. Ah. Sad little Alan there, who by a slip of the surgeon's knife was only able to communicate by the rare method of tapping.
Little Alan goes tip, tip, tip.
One tap for yes.
Tip, tip, tip.
Two taps for no.
Tip, tip, tip.
And the theme from It's a Knockout for goodbye.
At ease, for God's sake.
Why can't he be normal, Mum?
Because he was cheap, Harry.
Ah. January sales at the adoption centre, eh? You always come home with something you don't really need, don't you?
Here, Harry. Harry, there is a way of finding out for good why he's not normal, you know.
What, you mean?
Yes. Mm. Send him down for blood tests. Ah. They've got some new equipment, you know.
Get me my chief scientist on the phone.
We've gone on!
Now, is it me, or do you find you get the amount of alcohol you're allowed to drink when you're driving mixed up with the amount you're allowed to take through customs? Not again. And, of course, the whole show is powered by a giant celebrity treadmill. Who's in the treadmill this week?
V, have I got news for you, team?
All right, lads. Pick your feet up, it's slowing down. Well done, lads, well done.
Ooh, body form.
Now, here's a little bit of advice for young mums, right? Now, don't leave your kids in charge of a pub. No. Because they can't reach the optics, you get all sorts of complaints. It's the Maniac Pony! The Maniac Pony there. Someone has written in to us asking for a signed photo of the Maniac Pony. Well, it's quite a frisky little beast, Adrian, of the Larks, but next time he comes on, we'll try and get a picky for you. Here, those lime bars are good, aren't they? Lime bars, eh? Just a place for Lance to go and relax after work. And the theme this week?
Elves and Pixies.
Elves and Pixies. And we'll be meeting some of those people that hang around Earl's Court a little later on. But first, this is the sound of a dolphin in distress.
Hello, Samaritan.
It's very thoughtful for those depressed dolphins, particularly around Christmas time. Here. Mum.
Yes?
You know when you used to send me and Alan off to Cubs once a week?
Yes.
You were interested in us learning to tie knots, weren't you? It wasn't that you just wanted us out of the house.
Of course not.
She's lying!
So then, how do you explain this? Your
your diary entry from Thursday, our weekly cub day, January the 12th, 1972, and I quote using your voice.
Got rid of the kids to cubs today. Thankfully, it just gives me a chance to concentrate on my business projects. The only drawback being they do insist on going on about what knots they've learned, which, of course, I don't care about.
Uncanny, you've got a voice down to a T, Harry.
How dare you read my diary? Right, I'm going to hang, draw and quarter you for this.
Oh, come on, Mum, where's your sense of humour?
Right, stand on that chair. Now we chop you up.
Oh, dear.
And now the quartering commence. And the other one.
Did it hurt?
Not really, no. And that's the sound which tells us it's time for our first Elvor Pixie.
Harry, we welcome Pixie Minty Gel, who is a crafty carver.
Minty, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here on the radio, and I'd like to ride on a badger's back all the way home.
All right, Minty. At ease, thank you. Now, now, crafty carver.
Oh, I am that, Harry. I carve matchsticks into the shape of the Guinness fraudsters, Mr. High and Mighty Ronson and Mr. La-di-da Saunders.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly one way of passing the time.
And when I've carved enough for a whole box of my Guinness fraudster matches, I take the box along to a Ford orphan prison and leave the box in the visitors' room. Upon my return 3 months later, I find the box to be gone. It just shows you, doesn't it?
Does indeed, yes.
The badger's here.
That should be my badger now. Cheerio, Mr. Hill.
Yeah, cheerio. I hope you're not ordering badgers for all the guests, Alan. We won't have enough money for the blood tests.
Chief Scientist Finsbury Park here, Harry. You sending that boy down for tests or what?
Finsbury Park? I've said it before and I'm saying it again. That's an odd sort of name for a fella, isn't it?
Harry, my dear old mum was a great fan of the letters FP.
Really? What was her name?
Frank Pinatra. What part of the boy do you want tested this time?
I want down below tests.
Ooh, that's mucky work.
I'll put in a couple of extra chops for you. Where about that, eh?
Send him down.
I'd recognise that sound anywhere. It's Nana Hill.
Mr. Vane. Call me Mr.
Vane. All right, Nana. All right, Nana. Please. Get down off Gilbert O'Sullivan. Get down, get down, get down. She does certainly have a powerful kiss, Alan.
Yes, Harry. By releasing a powerful knockout gas from glands situated at the nape of the neck.
The nape, yes.
Yes, the powerful nape glands, which release a knockout gas so toxic that it could knock out It's a Knockout expert Stuart Hall.
Knockout, Alan.
It's a knockout, Harry.
What if you're already out?
Then it knocks you further out.
And the antidote?
A knock-in noggin that knocks you back in. Two knockout nifs from this knock-in noggin and you're firmly back in.
Two finished.
Sorry, Nana, sorry. Now, tell me, how are the walnut-o-grams going?
The people at the nut marketing board are very pleased, Harry. Sales are up.
Now, as you know, every week, 82-year-old Nana Hill test drives a different vehicle. What's it to be this week, oh nutty knocker?
This week I am test driving the Dagenham Girl Pipers.
Aha! Ah, yes, all the lovely girl pipers there, look. How do you find them?
Ideal for marshland.
So then, marks out of 10 for the Dagenham Girl Pipers, Nana? 4?
7.
7? Well, very well done to you.
7, I think, Harry, because they blow air into the environment and air is the life giver.
It is indeed, and if only there were more majorettes about, global warming would be a thing of the future past. Right, Nana. 82 years on this earth, tell us, please, what was Nebuchadnezzar really like?
He sneaked bottles of spirit into the pub and only had to buy mixers all night.
It's time for you to delve into your memories of a bygone age, Nana. 82 years, alive, alive, oh. Nana Hill. Nana Hill, what have been your magic moments?
I've reclined on nature's hammock. I've slept on life's great couch. But the day I remember best of all is when I rode in Skippy's pouch. I snuggled amongst the kangaroo fur and sucked upon a teat. Then Skippy gave a great big kick and I ended up in Crete.
Keep tweeting, Nana Hill. There she goes, Nana Hill. Insert the eucalyptus leaves. The illegitimate love child of Skippy the Bush Kangaroo and Cecil Parkinson. And now, the sound of a stranded whale.
Hello, RAC. This is Alison. How can I help? No, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid your policy doesn't cover Homestart.
The sound of a stranded whale. Yes, every year thousands of whales break down on Britain's motorways. Right, well, we've had a letter here from regular listener Bunty Hoven, who writes...
Dear Harry, that funny walk they do on the Genesis video...
Oh, yes. The pop group Genesis, yeah.
Where they walk with their hands and feet moving together, what's so funny about that? I walk like that all the time.
And that letter marked Naughty Ash with an N there. Now, Dad, you did National Service. What did Naughty Ash stand for?
Yes, well, Norwich obviously was knickers off ready when I come home.
So Naughty Ash?
So Naughty Ash, well, knickers off, obviously.
Yep, obviously, yes.
Knickers off, the tree, yell and shout hi.
It must have been a tremendous source of comfort to you and the boys on National Service.
Yes, small pleasures,
You're
Harry.
You're a simple man, Tony Hill, aren't you?
That I am, Harry, yes.
Here, tell you what, I bought a lovely record the other day. Michael Foote sings the Radio 2 jingles. We've got a track of that now, I think.
Jimmy Young.
Oh, lovely record.
Now, time for a special elf, in fact, an Elvis, as we welcome S.R. Paste, the official back of Elvis.
S.R., welcome.
It's great to be back, Harry.
Now, you are the official back of Elvis.
Yes, indeedy. When Elvis died, I, as his back, managed to break free and continue his good work where he left off.
You didn't die as well, then?
No, sir. The powerful cockatiel of the drugs and booze... failed to penetrate through to his back, and here I am.
And you're now back with a singing group of your own.
That's right, Big Hilton. Mm-hmm. Elvis's back is back, with Elvis's original backing group, the Jordanaires. They say they can't hardly tell the difference, because they only ever used to see Elvis's back anyway.
I understand that. And so what is your role in the group?
I'm the front man.
Your badger's here.
Lovely.
S.R. Paste there. Elvis is back.
Is he?
No, Elvis is back.
Is he?
No, Elvis is back.
Is he? Gloria, Honeyford.
Let me record that. Well, Brother Alan recently opened a shop in the main high street here called Bring Back Hanging, from which he sells his inventions. Let's go in and find out what is on special offer this week.
Well, Harry, like any shopkeeper, my adage is look for the gap in the market. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I've been out doing some market research at the kindergarten. Hello. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A vicar.
A vicar?
Yes, a vicar with all the finery, the incense, and blessing people and their home church.
What about your friend here?
I want to be the rector of a small rural parish.
You, how old are you?
Four.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A bishop.
A bishop?
Yeah, a bishop, or a vicar.
Vicar.
I'm not fussy, really. As long as I get to participate in baptisms, I don't mind.
Not a racing driver, say. A racing driver, yeah? Or an astronaut. No?
Leave off. Racing driver, what's the point in that?
Yes.
You want to be able to forgive people, don't you?
Yes.
And you want to be able to absolve people of their sins.
Yes.
Racing driver.
Racing driver.
So, you see, Harry, I have discovered a huge hitherto unknown gap in the market. And that is why this week I am showcasing my invention for deterring a son from becoming a vicar.
Good idea. Yeah.
Many kids these days wish to take up the cloth and wipe down their nice new vicar's clothes and ride around on a bike sticking their front teeth through letterboxes going, "It's the vicar. Have you thought about leaving all your money to the church?"
Yeah, well, good enough reason to deter a son, I suppose. So how does it work, then?
Well, a trail of communion bread dipped in the powerful aphrodisiac buttons leads to this wrought iron device with a picture of an attractive, well-to-do vicar, with a caption above it saying, "Fancy wearing a dog collar?" This then opens up to reveal this picture of a vicar on all fours, like a dog, with another caption saying, "It's a dog's life."
That doesn't put them off, nothing will. What's this lever here, then?
Ah, well, if all that doesn't work, you pull this lever, which releases a pair of knickers, which are trained to wrap themselves round the child and strangle him.
Can I just see that in action?
Certainly, sir. Simply load the knickers so, pull the lever, that's it, knickers, the knickers become wound up, and you take aim with the knickers, and... fire!
Knickers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Pace.
You hit Elvis's back.
Is he?
No. I'm the effective priest deterrent, Alan. Now,
sold many?
6 of 1.
Half a dozen of the other, Harry.
Very well done to you. Well, many of you are probably unaware that the great trumpeter and singer Louis Armstrong once appeared as a contestant on Bruce Forsyth's The Generation Game. Not widely known, that. Now, Louis did very well. He was on with his little nephew, Neil. And together, they got through... Neil Armstrong, you see. Together, they got through to the conveyor belt final. And we have rare archived tape of Louis Armstrong actually on That Generation Game.
I see trees of green.
Trees of green, yes, fruit. Red roses, yes. Didn't he do well? Louis Armstrong there, on The Generation Game.
Time to welcome a pixie with a whole lot going on. Colin Gate, the pixie with a blue Danube.
Colin, welcome.
Hello, Harry.
Now, Colin Gate, you have a blue Danube.
Absolutely blue, as you please.
Let's have a look at it, then. Come on, let's have a look.
Righto.
Oh, not in front of the ladies, Harry.
Why not?
Oh, it's blue, Harry. It's a blue item.
Oh, I see, it's a blue item, yes. Why is it blue, exactly, this Danube?
Well, put it this way. Never get undressed in the same room as a mongoose.
I see. Mum, would you mind just slipping into this not-see-through negligee just for this bit? Do you mind?
There's nothing I haven't seen before.
Janet, I prefer it if you didn't see this bit. It might give you the wrong idea.
Oh, all right.
She's in the non-see-through negligee now.
See anything, Mum?
Who said that?
Right. Colin Gates. Reveal for us now your blue Danube.
Right, well, I'll just undo my zip here and, Oh, it's got stuck. I can't... Hang on. Ooh, it's freeing up.
Oh. Good Lord. Oh, my God.
All right, Colin, put it away. Go on. Now, you made your point. Oh, I've never seen anything quite like it. Pony! Missed it.
And a stew pot.
Well, today sees the 100th anniversary of the 50th anniversary of the birth of television. And it was in Britain's tiny oil platform off Scotland that a young Scottish girl working with rudimentary Scottish fishing tackle broadcast the first ever episode of Top Cat. And I think we've got a tape of that coming up now.
Officer of the ball, officer of the ball.
You're not allowed to use my phone.
I was... I was phoning Benny. Choo-choo.
Is that the cat you know called Choo-choo?
Track 29.
Why don't they give me a sign?
Close friends get to call him TC.
The most TikTok double of a top cat.
Put that away!
Sorry.
Just leave it, all right. I'd recognise it. Oh! I'd recognise that sound anywhere. I've got the words written down, you see. I'd recognise that sound anywhere. It's Nana Hill.
The sun always shines on TV.
All right, Nana. All right. Come on, calm down. That's ease. Easy, easy.
I'm sorry, Harry.
Now then. Now then, my Jurassic lark. Any regrets?
I only broke into Watergate to get me sandwiches.
Now then, Nana Hill. Nana Hill, life model to Edvard Munch.
Scream! He said, scream!
What have you been up to this week?
I have been reenacting crimes for TV's Crime Watch. I had to break into two jewellers, a post office and a bank.
Great community spirit.
I got away with two tiaras, £400 in cash and a birthday card for your mother.
You fool, you were on national television.
Don't you think I thought of that? I was wearing the latex rubber mask of Jack D. Oh. Don't ever suspect a thing.
And off she goes in search of nuts and berries with which to form pellets. The maniac pony. And that photo will be in the post to you on Monday. And that's the sound that tells us it's time for our celebrity elf or pixie. Who's it to be, Mum?
We welcome the king of the pixies himself, Arthur Mallard!
Arthur, welcome.
Pleasure to be here, Harry.
Just read from this card, Arthur.
I'm a big fan, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, Arthur. Very nice. Now, it says here that you are the king of the elves. Is that right?
That's right, Harry. Yes. King of the elves and also heir to the pixie kingdom.
Pixie kingdom, Arthur?
Elves court, Harry.
How did that come about, then?
Well, I was walking through the pixie kingdom one day, and to my horror, I saw a whole bunch of the bigger pixies picking out the one little tiny pixie, picking on him, bullying him.
Nasty.
Tickling him where the sun don't shine.
Where the sun don't shine, Arthur?
Leeds, Harry.
Tickling him up the Leeds, I see.
I saw this and I thought, right. I dressed up as a pixie, tight leather trousers, Peter Davison belt, green felt cap and black bushy moustache. I mingled with the Pickney and gained their confidence. Then I went up to where all the big elves and the pixies were picking on this little one, tiny one. I marched up and I pushed the big pixies aside. And I went up to the poor little pixie and I punched him in the face.
Hey?
I was then lifted onto the shoulders of all the other elves and pixies and made the pixie king. King of all the pixies and heir to Elvis Court.
Really?
No. I bought the title off a bloke in the old Kent Road. I'm not a pixie at all.
Oh, don't spoil it, Arthur. Don't spoil it. There we all were, thinking you were a pixie.
I was convinced.
Looks all pixie to me.
I can't believe it's not pixie.
But I'm trying to put all that behind me now.
There's a song you want to do with this, isn't there, Arthur?
Just so. I thought I'd do a Madonna song.
Madonna?
Yes, her as well.
Oh, yes, right. Ladies and gentlemen, we present the sham king of the elves, Arthur Mullard, with a lovely Madonna number. Take it away, boys.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Ritter?
These results or not?
Give me that phone. Finsbury Park, Scientists of the Stars, what's the news?
Have I got news for you?
Yakety yak, don't talk back.
We've discovered a boy's barcode.
Barcode?
Yes. You obviously don't bathe the boy yourself.
What's it say?
I'll put it through the cash register now.
Well?
Packet of Watsits, 28p.
Watsits?
What must have happened, Harry? The boy is ginger, and there is a theory that all ginger-haired people are derived from too much what's-its during pregnancy.
Is that possible, Ellen?
Yes, Harry, it is.
Ken!
Bruce!
Bruce!
Well, Arthur, thanks for doing the show.
My pleasure, Harry.
Now, you're getting on in years now. Any ambitions left?
What, now I've done this show?
That'd be funny, Arthur. Now, come on, be fair. Be fair.
Well, there is one thing, Harry.
Yes?
I've always fancied being a vicar.
With Edna Dore, Phil Nice, Joanna Brooks, Al Murray, Brenda Gilhooly, Martin Hyder, Matt Bradstock, and special guest star Arthur Mullard. Music by Cliff Ranger and the Cliff Ranger Singers. The producer is Joan Magnuson.